The Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed. Martin Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century. Seven o'clock in the morning, on the lee side of a big haystack in an isolated section of Jim Ross's 40,000-acre ranch somewhere in Yolo County, California. Last night, Jack, Doc, and Reggie spent the night in this same haystack when Doc got lost and ran their car into a ditch 10 miles from the nearest town. This morning, from the top of the stack, they saw a girl approach on foot and then run and hide in the stack below them on the appearance of a car in the distance. The car drew up abruptly when the driver saw the three comrades' car in the ditch, and the trio slid down from the stack to ask for help. They were met by Jasper and Big and Little Swede.
Yes, that's when we learned that we were on the Jim Ross Ranch, of which Jasper was foreman, that the ranch consisted of 40,000 acres, that Jim Ross was a prize fight fan, even to having his own prize ring on the ranch, that the two Scandinavian boys, Big and Little Swede, were the big boss's favorite fighters. And it would be well worth anyone's time if he could whip these two young giants. Against my judgment, Doc accepted the challenge, and Reggie sided in with him.
Yeah, and was Jasper tickled. He insisted we should go back to the ranch house with him after Big and Little Swede had lifted their car back onto the road. Jack took our car and sent me and Reggie on ahead with Jasper and the Swedes.
As soon as they were out of sight, I went back to the haystack and found the hiding girl. She turned out to be Jacqueline, Jack Dempsey, Ross. 20-year-old daughter of the big boss, running away from home to elope with a man she loved. A man named Duke. She said she was to meet Duke here at the haystack and asked me to help them. When I said I thought not, she flew into a rage and dissolved into tears, refusing to listen to anything I tried to say.
Oh, why? Why does a girl ever trust a man?
You're acting like a little fool.
That's it. Call me names. Way out here with nothing for miles but this haystack.
But if you'll just calm down.
I am calm.
All right, all right. If you're calm, then listen to me.
I won't. I tell you all about me. I trust you. And then you turn on me.
I haven't turned on you.
You have. You have, too.
Oh. You women make me sick.
There, you see, you hate women. You like seeing me miserable.
What you need is a good spank.
Sir, don't you dare lay hands on me.
I'm not going to lay hands on you, but somebody ought to.
Oh, just you wait till Duke hears about this. Just you wait.
Well, if Duke's a smart man, he'll never show up.
What do you mean?
Well, just that you've got a temper like a catamount and a disc like two cats with their tails tied together.
I have not!
I say you have. If your father's trying to palm you off on some man, I'd say he has an awful grudge against him.
You're absolutely and completely horrid. And you couldn't tell the truth if you wanted to.
Couldn't I?
No, you can't. I'm young and lovely. And every young man in the country's crazy about me.
They're crazy, all right. Hey, there's a car coming up the road.
Oh, well, you suppose it's father?
Well, suppose he's your father. Then what?
But he mustn't find me. I'm eloping. I don't want anybody but Duke to find me.
Well, maybe it's Duke.
But supposing it isn't?
Well, then you better get back under the hay until we find out.
What good will that do? You'll tell on me.
Will I?
Well, you said you wouldn't help me.
No, I won't help you run away, but neither will I give you away.
Do you mean that?
Well, look, if you don't want to be seen, you better dive back into that hay. That car's getting close.
Oh, yes. I got a nice little nest dug down here.
Well, lie still. I'll finish covering it. Well?
I'm sorry I was so rotten. I didn't mean to think of her.
It's too late. You've already shown what kind of a girl you are.
Oh, I hate you worse than any man I ever knew.
You better keep still. That man's getting out of his car and coming over here.
Is it your father?
How do I know whether it's your father? I never saw him in my life.
Has he got a point? And red hair?
Shut up. Oh, good morning. Is this your haystack?
No, it is my haystack. Hey, what are you doing here?
I slept here last night.
Yeah?
Yeah. My name's Jack Packard. What's your name?
Does it make any difference?
It might.
I asked you what you were doing here.
And I said I slept here last night.
Well, you're not sleeping here now, are you?
No.
Then would you mind moving on?
Well, that's not very friendly.
Well, I don't feel very friendly.
That's too bad. Hangover?
No.
I thought maybe it was, and you'd come out here to this haystack to sleep it off.
Well, I didn't.
Mind telling me why you did come out here?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, I mind telling you.
Oh. Your name wouldn't be Duke, would it?
How did you know that?
And you wouldn't be looking for a girl named Jack Dempsey Ross, would you?
Her name isn't Jack Dempsey, it's Jacqueline.
Well, the way I heard it, her father's a nut about prize fighting and named his only child after his favorite ring champion. And his name certainly wasn't Jacqueline.
Say, who are you anyway?
I told you that once. Jack Packard.
Well, supposing I am Duke Carter, and supposing I am here to meet Jacqueline, what of it?
Going to run away with her, aren't you?
Is that any of your business?
Going to marry the girl?
Say, look here,
I asked you a simple question, and I repeat it. Are you going to marry her?
Certainly I'm going to marry her today.
I wouldn't if I were you.
What?
I wouldn't even elope with her.
Say, are you crazy?
No.
Then why shouldn't I marry her? If I can get her out from under her old man's thumb.
Because she's got a horrible temper.
She has not.
Oh, yes, she has. She's a wild Indian, if I ever saw one.
I don't care if she's a Fiji Islander. If I love her and I want to marry her, I'll do it, and it's none of your business.
You feel that way, do you?
Yes, I feel that way.
She isn't very pretty.
That's a lie.
Her legs are too long.
They are not.
I don't see what you can see in her.
I'll tell you what I see in her. She's the most beautiful, the most charming, the loveliest girl that was ever born. And if you say she's not, take off your coat and see what happens to you.
Well, Duke, I guess you win.
Certainly I... Huh? What do you mean?
Come on out from under the hay, Jack Dempsey.
Jacqueline. Say, you...
You speaking to me?
Yes. Stop calling me Jack Dempsey.
But you told me yourself.
I don't care what I told you. You stop calling me Jack Dempsey. And another thing.
I'm listening.
You're everything I ever said about you for saying all those things to Duke.
What difference did it make? They didn't even faze him.
He's in love.
Jacqueline, has this man been annoying you?
He certainly has.
All right, you. Take off your coat.
What for?
I'm going to give you the worst licking you ever had.
Well, listen to the boy.
You heard what I said.
Well, it's pretty hot for a fight, even this early in the morning. Besides, I haven't had breakfast yet.
I said to
I heard what you said. I like a good fight myself at the right time and place, but this isn't it. Well, sit down and talk.
Oh, come on, Duke. Let him alone. We got to get started.
Sit down.
Hey, you pushed that girl.
You sit down, too.
Why, you...
That's better. Now then, listen to me. I like you two.
You like us?
That's what I said.
Well, you sure have a great way of showing it.
Now then, listen to me. You two are making the mistake of your lives running away to get married like this.
Well, that's our business.
Well, I'm making it mine. You run away and Jack Dempsey here will be disinherited by old man Ross.
I told you not to come...
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
To look at you, Duke, I'd say you weren't any too well off.
Well, I've got a little ranch.
Sure, but it'd be a lot better if you both stood in well with the girl's father, wouldn't it?
But I told you. He wants me to marry another man.
With one exception.
Oh, it's crazy.
Well, nevertheless, he's agreed to let you marry Jacqueline here if you can bring an amateur prize fighter into the ring who can whip Big Swede and Little Swede.
Yes, but where can I find anyone like that? Well, there isn't a fighter in these parts who isn't afraid of them.
You're wrong.
What?
I've got a partner who can knock the stuffings out of either of those Scandinavian boys.
Oh, you're nuts.
Don't tell me I'm nuts, son.
Why not?
Because I don't like it.
All right. If you've got a man who can do what you say, where is he?
He and my other sidekick have already gone back to the ranch house with the foreman of your father's ranch.
Jasper?
Yes.
But if Father gets hold of him first, I mean before Duke...
I thought you said Jasper was on your side.
He is.
Well, Jasper seemed awfully pleased about something. I don't think he's going to let your father get hold of Reggie before he's had a talk with you and Duke.
Reggie?
That's the boy who can whale the tire out of the Swedes.
How do you know he can do it?
Because he already knocked out one of them this morning.
Are you sure?
Ask Jasper if he saw it done.
Oh, Duke, do you suppose...
Oh, I don't know what to say.
Well, look, even if you're doubtful, it's worth taking a chance, isn't it? If by some hook or crook Reggie is defeated, you can still elope sometime in the future.
I guess so.
And this way you're gambling on staying in the old man's goodwill and still getting the girl.
And what do you say, Jack?
Oh, yes. Please, let's try it.
I don't know. After all, I'm marrying you and not your father's money.
Oh, don't be silly. I know that.
Well, if you do...
Of course I do. And after all, Father is all alone in the world except for me. I mean, if I can have you both, it'll be so much better.
Good. Then that's settled. Now then, let's all get to the ranch house as fast as possible.
Hey, wait a minute. Old man Ross ordered me off his place and threatened to shoot me if I ever came back.
He won't shoot anybody.
Oh, you don't know Father.
Well, never mind. I'll see he doesn't shoot anybody. That is, until you've had a chance to tell him about your fighter.
If he once knows Duke's got a fighter to put up against his men, he'll forget all about his grudge.
Good. Then let's go tell him.
Well, if I get shot...
If you get shot, I'll personally tie up your wounds. And if you die, I'll chant hymns on your grave every night for a year.
That isn't a bit funny.
You think not? You can hear me chant a hymn once.
Jekyll, and this fellow sounds to me like he's talking through his hat. You think he's really got a fighter?
Oh, I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Now, look, am I going to have to hog-tie you two kids to get you to the ranch house?
Well, you are telling the truth.
Oh, do we have to go over all that again?
I suppose you know I'm trusting the honor of a good woman in your hands.
Well, let's make that our beautiful thought for the day. You're trusting the honor of a good woman in my hands.
If you're making light of
oh,
what
come I... on, come on. Stop acting like the hero and the drunkard and let's get started. And just so you won't get any ideas about eloping, after all, you ride in my car, Jack Dempsey.
You don't stop calling me Jack Dempsey.
I know. You're going to be mad at me again.
Oh, why wasn't I born a man with lots of muscle? But just you wait. My father will take care of you.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Mercedes McCambridge as Miss Jack Dempsey Ross. Frank McCarthy speaking. You know, maybe he works at a desk next to yours or on a machine down the line. Now, he makes the same money you do, yet he can afford to send his son through college. How does he do it? Well, it's simple. You see, he played it smart. He started buying United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan when it first started. And today, well, today he's got more than enough to see his boy through college. Now, if he can do it, so can you. Plan to put twice as much in savings bonds as you're doing now. And save that money before you spend it. With the automatic purchase of savings bonds, you'll pile up savings that will buy you a home of your own or a college education for your children and old age without financial worries. Join the part payment payroll savings plan where you work, or if you're self-employed, use the bond a month plan where you bank. If you can't participate in a regular plan, buy an extra bond now at any bank or post office. Don't delay. Your own future, your country's future, can't wait. Buy United States Savings Bonds. This program came from New York. There are sports thrills for all on Sports for All over most of these stations tonight. Here, Bill Slater with his sport guest, Fight Master Bonnie Ross, and the all-time All-American football star, Ken Strong, on Sports for All tonight. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.